and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Tonight on the show, we're going to preview this weekend's Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup. First, Trevor Harris will talk with some of the event organizers, not just about the fun they're going to have this weekend, but the importance of the Missouri River to our region and how you can get involved in the cleanup. And since a big part of the festival will be music, we're going to bring in one of the artists who will perform on Saturday, Violet von der Haar. We'll talk about her music and play a couple of songs for us here in the KBIA studios. A fun and important event and some special music. Tonight, it's all on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. You know, we've talked before about the importance, culturally and otherwise, of the Missouri River to our part of the state. One of the towns, of course, in our region whose heartbeat is the Big Muddy is Boonville. And this Saturday, Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup will not only help, as they say, to clean up the river, but also celebrate it with a really terrific event. The cleanup will start that morning about 9 o'clock with the festival running from 11 to 6 all around the parking lot at the Isle of Capri Casino in Boonville. In a moment, Trevor Harris is going to talk with Melanie Cheney and Jen Davis of River Relief about kind of the larger purpose for the weekend. And then later on this evening, we will talk more about the festival as we meet one of the musicians who will be part of the event. Violet von der Haar stops by to visit and to play us a song or two. First, here's Trevor talking with River Relief on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA.
Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud. My name is Trevor Harris. This weekend in Boonville, Missouri, the Columbia-based environmental nonprofit River Relief sponsors a Missouri River cleanup as part of that organization's Clean Sweep. Program coordinator Melanie Cheney recently shared the history of her group with me and told me what to keep in mind as you consider joining Melanie, her colleagues, and her friends out on the Missouri River this Saturday morning.
Well, the Missouri River, it's a big river, so it has a lot of power. It's got a powerful current. Even though it's really big and wide and there's not really that many obstructions in the river, it's a great thing to go out and canoe on it because you're just kind of floating along with the current. There's nothing you can really hit, you know, if you're in the channel. And so really, it's a pretty mellow river, except for it's got a lot of water. And so when there's a lot of water coming down after a big rain event or during a flood, I mean, it's pretty powerful. So you definitely have to respect the river, especially if you're trying to swim in it or something like that.
How would I know if after a rain event it was safe again to get out on the river? How could I check that beyond just going down and looking at it?
The National Weather Service, they have hydrograph maps that we check for river levels just to see. You can see the river cresting during a flood, and then it just kind of drops right back down. You might want to check the river levels on NOAA's website. Other than that, you know, after a rain event, I definitely give it like a day or two if I was to actually want to swim in it or something like that.
Tell me about the history of River Relief. Why did the organization come into being? What was the motivation?
In the beginning, back in 2001, it was really just a small group of friends that really loved the river, loved canoeing on the river, and they really wanted to do something proactive about helping clean it up. And they were really inspired by this fellow, Chad Pagracki, who was starting to clean up the Mississippi River with a crew and a barge, and they were going up and down the river organizing cleanups. They really just were inspired to do something in our community and worked their tails off to get Chad to bring his barge up the Missouri River, which he had never done before, and organize the first big community cleanup in Easley, Missouri, which is just south of Columbia near Cooper's Landing. And so that first event was really a huge success. I mean, there was probably 300 to 400 people that came out. I know it was after September 11th, and I think people really just wanted to get out and do something really positive for the river.
So when you're out on the river, what kind of stuff do you find?
Well, the number one item that we find is single-use plastics, so mostly plastic bottles because they have the cap on them and they float, and they're pretty much just sprinkled along the bank everywhere you look.
That is River Relief Program Coordinator Melanie Cheney discussing what she expects to find in the river this Saturday as part of that organization's Boonville River Cleanup. There's also a Missouri River Festival happening Saturday. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Here is Cheney talking about how next Saturday's Boonville event is only one piece in a season-long series of cleanups based in communities along the Missouri River. Cheney also notes how River Relief had to change plans midstream when a key piece of their summer flotilla suddenly became unavailable.
Doing this big fall event called the Big Muddy Clean Sweep for the next 2 months, September and October, and the plan was to bring a barge from Brunswick, where we're kicking off our cleanup. We're going through several towns. We're going through Glasgow, Boonville, Jefferson City, and ending in Herman, ultimately. Our plan was for 2 months to have a barge that was going down the river, and every community event that we did all these cleanups, we would pile the trash onto the barge, and so really it would become this like massive growing pile of trash that came out of the river. It would be a huge visual that people could look and say, wow, you guys picked all that up out of the river. Our plans have changed, and as they do all the time, we roll with the changes constantly. And so we had a barge lined up at the very last minute, like 3 days before we were about to take off. We got the news that the barge was not happening. Circumstances beyond our control, we don't have a barge, and so it's not going to be that visual, but we're still doing all of the events like we normally do, with just getting roll-off dumpsters at each community, and we're filling these dumpsters with trash and taking people out on the river in our boats still to do these river cleanups, but we just don't have a barge now. But we're still doing this rolling cleanup called the Big Muddy Clean Sweep.
You are listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. My name is Trevor Harris, and this week we're talking with organizers of and a musician who'll be participating in this weekend's Missouri River Cleanup and Boonville River Festival. As River Relief's Melanie Cheney just mentioned, the Big Muddy Clean Sweep is a series of cleanups where volunteers go out in motorboats collecting the flotsam of modern consumer life as found in and along the Missouri River. The Clean Sweep rolls through Boonville this Saturday. The cleanup is based at Howard County's Franklin Island Conservation Area Boat Landing. That's just across the river from Boonville. The cleanup runs from 9 a.m. till noon. From 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., River Relief co-sponsors the Boonville River Festival. I recently met Boonville native Jen Davis and Melanie Cheney at River Relief's offices in downtown Columbia. Here's Davis discussing the highlights of that festival planned for this Saturday.
Boonville is a community that's on the Missouri River, and I know that having grown up there and lived there for off and on for most of my life, I feel very connected and proud of being a part of a beautiful river town, and I know that a lot of other residents do as well. So our idea was to do a Boonville River Festival that would coincide with this Missouri River cleanup hosted by River Relief. There's going to be live music all day, really high quality entertainment, and we'll have a bunch of amazing educational booths that are going to create interactive opportunities for kids and adults to learn about our environment and the Missouri River. There will be a large children's activities area where all kinds of really great art opportunities are happening, art happenings, and ways for kids to create things that are inspired by their experience with the Missouri River through the cleanup that morning.
Growing up in Boonville, you're a pirate, right?
Yes, the Boonville Pirates are.
Tell me, in 2014, does Boonville still have its river connection, or is that something that has faded with time, and an event like this, you've got to put it on to sort of get people reconnected to the great natural resource that flows right past their front doors every day?
Because we are less directly connected to the natural resources that give us what we drink and what we eat, it's a phenomenon that you can see everywhere. People are less connected with things like a gigantic river in their backyard, like Boonville being less connected with the river, possibly because people now have to focus so much on gotta go to work, gotta bring home a paycheck, and you know, people just have really busy lives, and it's easy to forget how much we are incredibly rooted in nature, and we wouldn't be here without the river. Over 50% of Missourians get their drinking water from the Missouri River directly. There might be some disconnect, and this is one way that our town and this community can reconnect and learn more and understand the value of and the history of our connection with the Missouri River. It's a very exciting opportunity to do that.
Yeah, well said, well said. And what a great gift that you're giving to your hometown. by organizing an opportunity for people to get out and just interact with the river again.
I'm having a great time. I love doing work in my community, and it's just, I feel blessed to live in a town like Boonville. It's a wonderful place, and working with people there is a blast. We'll be starting with Wild Heart, which is actually an Emmy Award-winning children's band, and that they'll be from 11 to noon. And then we're going to have our trash contest after the cleanup volunteers come back, and that will be at 12:30. And then we'll have, from 1 to 2, another really great local band, the Boone County Tick Pickers. They're high energy and a lot of fun, and great for all ages. We'll have Violet and the Undercurrents from at 2:30, and that's a four-piece, all-female band. And they do a lot of songs that have been inspired by the environment and the Missouri River. They just got back last year from their West Coast tour, so they are definitely up and coming. And Violet Vonderhaar is from Lupus, Missouri, which is a town right on the river. And so she's always been someone who has connected people through her music to the Missouri and the experience here in Missouri. We're going to end the day with Cindy Wolf and her new band. Her band includes two former members of Big Smith and the Chapman Bluegrass Band, a couple of brothers who also play with her. And she has a phenomenal voice. They tour around a lot. We're very excited to get to have them perform for us in Boonville.
So with the festival and the cleanup, what do I wear? What do I bring?
For the river cleanup, I mean, you want to have some closed-toe shoes or working boots. We like to wear mud boots because it can get kind of muddy. But long pants, you know, there's poison ivy out there. There's a lot of weeds. So we just recommend long pants and some good shoes. You definitely will not go out on the river if you're wearing flip-flops. But then, so, you know, maybe you'd want to change of clothes for the festival later and some sandals for that. But the river cleanup, we actually provide all the volunteers with a t-shirt. So in addition to getting lunch, a complimentary lunch from the Isle of Capri, the volunteers will get t-shirts, they'll get gloves, we have water, so we'll give them a trash bag, life jacket. Basically, they're good to go once they arrive in the morning for the cleanup.
That was Melanie Cheney from River Relief. Before that, Jen Davis, the intern with the same organization, discussing what's on tap for this Saturday's Missouri River Relief cleanup at Boonville and the subsequent River Festival. Here, River Relief Program Coordinator Melanie Cheney talks about how it takes work to get close to the Missouri River, a vast natural resource that flows almost literally through our backyards here in mid-Missouri.
There's not a lot of accessible ways to get on the Missouri River. I mean, there's a few, though. There's the Katy Trail, and people, you know, love walking and biking on the Katy Trail. It goes right along the Missouri River. There's a few campgrounds, like our favorite campground, the Cooper's Landing store and marina, and they have a campground there. It's a great place to just hang out, sit by the river, watch the sunset, listen to some great tunes. So there are places out there. I think people should just, you know, they have to seek them out if they really want to connect with the Big Muddy.
Thanks for seeking out Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. Here's a selection from Violet Vonderhaar, who, with her band Violet and the Undercurrents, performs at 2:30 p.m. this Saturday at the Boonville River Festival to be held at the Isle of Capri Casino parking lot. Coming up next on Thinking Out Loud, it's my colleague Darren Helwidge, his recent interview with Violet Vonderhaar. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
All right, it's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwich. Tonight we're looking into this weekend's Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup, and there'll be a lot of music and a lot of artists performing this weekend. One of them is Violet Vonderhaar, who is here in the studio with us. She's going to visit and play a couple of songs. And Violet, welcome. Great to have you with us on the show tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Rue, talk about, I know you're from the area, just talk about where you're from and kind of how you got going in the music thing.
Sure. I grew up right outside Lupus, Missouri, which is a small river town. And my dad is a riverboat pilot as well, so I've always had strong connections to the river. And there is actually a pretty big music scene in Lupus,
yeah.
Surprisingly, population 30, you know. But we do the Chili Fest there every year, and then there's also house concert series at the Lupus General Store. And so I grew up, you know, around those musicians, these touring artists that were coming in, and just blown away by Lupus, which was, you know, my home. And so it was a cool way to grow up and experience, you know, traveling musicians and get to see how they do it. And now I'm doing it too. So it was a great way to grow up.
So when they come to you and say, we're having this festival that's kind of around river relief and helping to clean up the river in Boonville, that's just right in your alley. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Violet Vonderhaar with us. And when are you playing Saturday?
2:30.
You're going to be playing at 2:30. Yeah. And as we mentioned before, it's all going to be happening basically around the Isle of Capri Casino there right at the river in Boonville. Boonville and this whole kind of area up and down the river has its own music scene and its own cultural thing. I'm sure you've been able to be a part of for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, every small river town from Boonville to Hartsburg, pretty much, you know, there is some sort of scene going on, and it's a different environment, and it's hard to explain until you get in it. You know, it's like the river rats. It's a great energy, great vibe, and you know, they always throw a great party. So it's gonna be really fun. I'm really excited to play.
Talk to us about what music you're gonna play for us first here.
This first song is called "Move Me," and it was a song I wrote when I was really feeling overwhelmed by the amount of musicians out there and artists that are trying to do the exact same thing, and also, you know, trying to inspire audience members while I'm still trying to be inspired myself.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Violet Vonderhaar, "Move Me."
Music doesn't move me the way I can't sleep the same way. Either too much on my mind or too much to do with not enough time or too much to prove, but I still try. So I still try. Something to hit me like the hammer to the nail. Want someone to move me, said when to my sails, cause I've been swimming and drowning in this great big ocean, just trying to find some sort of inspiration. So won't you try? Won't you try?
Oh, Oh, that was terrific. Move Me, the song. Violet von der Haar here on Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Again, she's going to be playing out at this weekend's Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup. The event itself is going to be happening through a good part of the day, starting about 11 o'clock and running until 6 out at the Isle of Capri. Violet and we'll be playing there at 2:30. Now, is this just you playing or is this Violet and the Undercurrents?
This is Violet and the Undercurrents.
Oh, right. Great. So you got the whole band going on.
Yeah. So we've got bass, cello, and drums. We have a new bassist also, Linda Bott.
All right.
So, yeah.
Talk about how that bunch got together. Because that's a relatively new thing. I know you were doing the solo for a while.
Yeah,
here,
I did solo. I mean, my first gig was in Columbia when I was 9, actually really close to here at Peace Park at the Earth Day celebration. And Debbie DiAgostino, she hooked me up with that gig. But so I formed the Undercurrents, I don't know, about 3 years ago, and we've gone through, I don't even know how many members now. It's hard to keep track. But the current lineup right now is Caitlin Lucan on cello, Linda Bott on bass, and Phil Sean Johnson on drums, which is our only original member, Phil Sean and I. But so that's kind of how it evolved. That's where it's at now, I guess.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that your dad was a riverboat pilot. Where does the music thing come from?
It actually comes from him mostly. There was a little bit of influence on my mom's side, but. My grandpa was a saxophone player in big bands, you know, his whole life until he passed away last year. And then all my aunts are involved in music and art, and my grandma paints. So the whole von der Haar side is very, very musical. And
That's
it was
great.
Always really encouraged, you know, growing up from both my parents. They're big appreciators of music. So.
Yeah, I come from a family with sort of similar things going on, so that's very cool. And then, as we mentioned, there were a lot of musicians around that area. Is there anybody or maybe a few in particular that you think of that were really kind of there for you as you were getting started
out?
I mean, you mentioned Debbie D.
Yeah, Debbie DiAgostino. Lee Ruth, of course.
Sure.
He taught me guitar for 9 years. Yeah, I took lessons on his front porch at Happy Hollow, this, you know, farmhouse before he moved out to Columbia. But so I took lessons from him and Bob Dyer, lyric-wise, you know, he was always around and really big influence there. And Michael Cochran, Pete Skolka. You know, all the best.
Beautiful guys, man. Beautiful folks,
yeah.
Definitely. Violet von der Haar with us again. It's the Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup happening this weekend out in Boonville. Why don't you play one more song for us here?
All right, cool. This is the title track to an album that we released in April right before our month-long tour to the West Coast. It's called Waves. It's kind of the Undercurrents theme song.
All right.
Choice.
Awesome. All right. And again, Violet Vonderhaar, our guest. The website for the band, by the way, violetandtheundercurrents.com. And how many records do you have out now? I call them records. I age myself with that. How many
I wish we had some real records, vinyl out there. So expensive, though. We've got two Violet and the Undercurrents albums. And then solo-wise, I've got a couple as well. So
there's stuff out there.
Yeah, lots of it.
Dynamite. All right. Remind you again about the event this weekend, the Boonville River Festival and Missouri River Cleanup. We would encourage you, if you can, to get involved with the River Relief folks. If you want to show up out there a little before 9 o'clock, again, it's happening at the parking lot at the Isle of Capri in Boonville. They'll head over to, I believe, Franklin's Island and do some work there. And then if you want to just come out and party and have a good time, the event with the music and the festival starts about 11 o'clock and will run until 6 at the Isle of Capri in Boonville. If you want to come out and hear Violet and the Undercurrents, they will be playing that afternoon about 2:30. That's this Saturday, Isle of Capri in Boonville. And again, the website is violetandtheundercurrents.com. Violet Vonderhaar, thank you a lot for coming out
tonight.
Thank
you so much. Thanks
Great
for
to talk
me.
To you. All right, and that is our program for this week, Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. We want to thank our guests, Melanie Cheney and Jen Davis of River Relief, and Violet Vonderhaar from Violet and the Undercurrents. The event again happening this Saturday, and if you'd like to find out more, not just about this weekend's event, but about all the great work that River Relief is doing along the Missouri River, their website is very simple. It's just riverrelief.org, riverrelief.org. For Missouri River Relief. And that is Thinking Out Loud for tonight. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday night. We'll have a preview of the upcoming Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. Speaking of great live music happening in Columbia, remember to tune in Saturday morning for Thinking Out Loud Saturday Sports here on KBIA. And you can catch a lot of what's happening with Thinking Out Loud at our website. Go to kbia.org, click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. We had production help this week from Ryan Levy. Our thanks to assistant producer Trevor Harris. I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.